we start with the situation with COVID and the pandemic. Is Gauteng buckling under pressure? The Western Cape bracing for its third wave. It seems pretty much prepared. Gauteng really seems to be straining at the moment. The third wave now officially higher than the second wave. It has weeks to go before it reaches its peak. The experts saying the end of June, beginning of July, that's when it's expected to peak. Gauteng, very much the epicenter, 8,640 cases in the last 24 hours. Unfortunately, the Gauteng premier amongst those as well, Jeffrey Makubo, has tested positive and is in isolation. The most populous province, we're now responsible for over 60% of cases in the country. Many hospitals full as well. Have we learnt from previous waves? Let's speak now to Thabo Masebe, who is the Gauteng government spokesperson. Thabo, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the Midday Report. Firstly, how is the Premier doing?
No, the Premier is doing very well. I think you made a mistake there. It is the mayor of Johannesburg who...
Oh, I'm sorry, you are correct. That, I did make
yes,
a mistake.
Yes, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for clarifying that. That was my error. So, Thabo, at the moment, what is the situation in Gauteng? How are we doing at the moment? What is the situation with capacity?
Well, we do have capacity in our hospitals, but obviously we feel the pressure, especially in the private sector. But we continue to manage it on a daily basis. We meet with the private sector hospitals to look at where the pressures are and see where we can relieve those pressures by moving people to the public hospitals where capacity is still available.
Thabo, when we spoke about 2 weeks ago and I asked you whether or not you thought Gauteng would cope, you felt confident that plans were in place, the situation was under control. What is your view on that now? Yes. Are you still of that view that Gauteng can cope with this current wave and the rising numbers?
Well, you see, coping is one thing. Of course, we did prepare, we did create... sufficient capacity since the start of the response, and that is why we were able to go through both the first and second waves. We did expect that the numbers will increase because we, even the advisors, have been looking at the numbers since the start, and we have a sense of what the numbers might look like in the coming few weeks, and the pressure that will be put on the health system as more people require hospital care resulting from the COVID-19 complications.
And Thabo, what is the plan now in terms of making sure that we have staff in the right place? We know there is a shortage of nurses. So are you moving medical staff around? We know the army coming in to assist as well. What's the plan?
Yes, certainly we are. Today, the members of the military health services are already at Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, where we do have... up to 500 new beds that were created, and they will be working there together with some of the clinical staff from the Charlotte Makeke Hospital. So they will be working at the Chris Hani Baragwanath to ensure that all the 500 new beds that were created are fully utilized.
I have seen some questions around the AngloGold Ashanti Hospital, that state-of-the-art facility that apparently is lying dormant because of a staff shortage. What's the situation with that, Thabo?
No, the hospital is not lying dormant. Of course, this is part of the new facilities that were created, the new capacity that was created. The same would apply to Chris Hani Baragwanath, to George Mukhari, Bronkhorst Strait, and so on. So what we are doing now, this week, the health department is engaging with various organizations, including the nursing agency, to urgently appoint nurses so that they can be allocated to all of those places. And as I said, we are also utilizing the, I mean, in addition to the SANDF, we will use the staff at the Charlotte Makeke Hospital.
Okay, and how close are you to getting the those fire doors sorted and getting the Charlotte Makeke Hospital up and running again?
The fire doors are being installed. I will be getting a report sometime this afternoon to see exactly what more work still needs to be done. But as soon as the last fire door is installed at the radiation oncology building, we will then be able to invite the city to come and inspect so that they can issue us with the permit to reopen the building.
So, Thabo, before I let you go, the experts are saying we could be buckling in Gauteng. What is your response to that?
I don't think the experts are saying we're buckling. Still, of course, there are pressures on the health system as more and more people are seeking hospital care. But we do have capacity. As I said to you, the area where there was a bit of shortage is in the personnel, and that is being addressed. And we hope that the capacity that we have will be able to serve or relieve the pressure and ensure that we go through the third wave without any serious challenges.
Thabo, thank you very much for your time and for chatting to us today. Stay well. Thabo Masebe, the Gauteng government spokesperson there. So we know the situation in Gauteng, really worrying indeed. 8,640 cases in the last 24 hours. Also much, much higher than the second wave, and still a couple of weeks to go before we reach the peak. But Thabo Masebe saying we're not battling. Gauteng's not battling, saying that there is capacity. What do you think about that? What's your experience been? Send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702.